Support for this program is provided by the National Public Radio Arts and Performance Fund. Contributors to this fund include the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, RKO General, a radio and television broadcasting company, and IBM.
National Public Radio welcomes you now to a concert by the Stuttgart Radio Symphony Orchestra. This is Bill Henry, your host for this broadcast, inviting you to join us for a concert given as part of the orchestra's 1982-83 concert season. For this performance, the guest conductor will be Neville Mariner, who's chosen three works. To begin, we'll hear the rarely performed accompaniment to a cinema scene, Opus 34, by Arno Schoenberg. This will be followed by a performance of the Concerto No. 23 in A major, for piano and orchestra, Kirchhoff No. 488 by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. The soloist will be the Romanian pianist Radu Lupu. After intermission, the concert will conclude with the Symphony No. 1 in C minor by Anton Bruckner. For this concert, the work will be heard in its first version, completed in Linz in 1866. During our break for intermission, NPR's Fred Callan will present excerpts from a rarely heard operetta, The Happy Herbarium, by the 20th century Viennese composer Franz Zaunhofer. In a moment, conductor Neville Mariner will be on stage to open this concert with the accompaniment to a cinema scene, Opus 34, by Arno Schoenberg. The work was begun in 1929 and completed in February of the following year. At the time, Schoenberg was keenly interested in the cinema, and the work was composed simply as a soundtrack to an imaginary film sequence. In it, Schoenberg tested the applications of the 12-tone system for the depiction of changing emotions and visual situations. The composition is in three sections marked threatening danger, fear, and catastrophe. Schoenberg employed a free variation form and, by scoring the work for small orchestra, allowed the more atmospheric elements of his orchestral style to show through. In describing the work, composer Hugo Weisgau stated that, although this is one of Schoenberg's least known scores, undiscussed and unpublished, it is nevertheless one of the most remarkable works produced by this master and contains some of his most accessible music. Even at first hearing, one is impressed by the ease with which this music seems to flow. The technical effects are capable of being executed without much trouble. This is not music for the eyes. It impresses our ears and excites our imagination. Perhaps more remarkable is the realization of how much of Schoenberg's 12-tone technique and language have penetrated into the music of our time. Conductor Neville Mariner is now on stage, and this concert by the Stuttgart Radio Symphony Orchestra begins with the accompaniment to a cinema scene, Opus 34, by Arno Schoenberg. Thank you. The accompaniment to a cinema scene, Opus 34, completed in 1930 by Arnold Schoenberg. The Stuttgart Radio Symphony Orchestra was conducted by Neville Marriner. To continue this concert, conductor Neville Marriner will be joined by pianist Radu Lupu for a performance of the Piano Concerto No. 23 in A Major, Kirtel No. 488 by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. The work was composed in March of 1786, and it was the first of three piano concertos to be written by Mozart that year. At the time of composition, Mozart was busy preparing the production of his new opera, The Marriage of Figaro. And in addition to work on the concerto, Mozart was putting the finishing touches on several other compositions. The A Major Concerto shares more than just a composition date with Figaro. Both works contain the same warmth and outward high spirits. But within them, there is an undercurrent of melancholy, which becomes more pronounced in the second movement of the concerto. After the gay and buoyant first movement, the adagio gives the impression of the composer exposing his innermost feelings in a moment of unchecked anguish. All of this is quickly dispelled, however, in the finale, which is one of the most engaging ever composed. The pace is furious, and there is a literal flood of happy melodies and unexpected modulations. The work is in the traditional three movements, marked Allegro, Adagio, and Allegro Assai. Conductor Neville Marriner is now on stage, and he is joined by pianist Radu Lupu. And this concert continues with a Piano Concerto No. 23 in A Major, Kirtel No. 488 by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart.
Thank you.
Piano Concerto No. 23 in A Major, Carol No. 488, composed in 1786 by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. It was played here by the Stuttgart Radio Symphony Orchestra, directed by guest conductor Neville Mariner, with Radu Lupu featured as piano soloist. Mr. Lupu was born in Romania and trained at the Moscow Conservatory. His break into international concert circles took place in 1966 with the winning of the Van Cliburn competition, and in 1969 with top honors at the Leeds International competition. After intermission, this concert by the Stuttgart Radio Symphony Orchestra will continue with a performance of the Symphony No. 1 by Anton Bruckner. To conclude this concert by the Stuttgart Radio Symphony Orchestra, guest conductor Neville Marriner will be on the podium shortly for a performance of the Symphony No. 1 in C minor by Anton Bruckner. Composed in Linz, Austria, between January of 1865 and April of 1866, this C minor symphony was the first which Bruckner designated with a number. As with almost all of Bruckner's symphonies, there exist several confusing issues with respect to composition dates and differing versions of the score. First of all, this is not Bruckner's first symphony, but actually his third. In 1863, while studying with Simon Zechter, Bruckner composed a symphony in F minor. The work is clearly Schubertian and shows little of Bruckner's individual style. This work was never seriously considered by the composer, who simply labeled it his study symphony. During the winter of 1863, Bruckner composed another symphony, this time in D minor. And when completed, he began work on the C minor symphony, which we now know as number one. What confuses the issue is that Bruckner returned to the D minor symphony in 1869, 3 years after completing his first, and revised the work. To avoid confusing the early D minor symphony with Bruckner's third and ninth symphonies, both in the same key, the early work has been labeled as number zero, or D nullte. Rehearsals for the first performance of the first symphony began soon after the work's completion. But these plans were later abandoned and the work was not given its premier performance until May of 1868. Bruckner was never one to simply put a work aside after it was completed, and most of his symphonies received periodic revisions. With the first symphony, Bruckner returned to it several times. Minor revisions were made in 1877 and 1884, but in 1890, when the famous conductor Hans Richter expressed interest in performing the work, Bruckner undertook a thorough revision. This rescoring occupied the composer for over a year, and many feel that it contributed to the composer's failure to complete his ninth symphony, which he started in 1887. The differences in the 1866 and 1891 versions of the first symphony are primarily in orchestration and textural detail, but there are several passages which were entirely rewritten. The most noticeable is the development to the coda in the finale, where Bruckner inserts a beautiful passage which is clearly the work of the composer in his late years. To illustrate, we'll now play the section as it exists in the original version composed in Linz in 1866. And here is the same section in the 1891 Vienna version. In this case, we'll play it to the finale. Thank you. beautiful as this passage is, the overall effect of the 1891 revision is to tone down the youthful vigor of the Linz edition. And for this reason, it is the original 1866 version which is usually played and is the basis for the performance at this concert. Conductor Neville Marriner is now back on stage, and this concert by the Stuttgart Radio Symphony Orchestra concludes with the Symphony No. 1 in C minor in the Linz edition of 1866 by Anton Bruckner.
Thank you.
The Symphony No. 1 in C minor by Anton Bruckner. Heard here in the 1866 Linz version. The Stuttgart Radio Symphony Orchestra was under the direction of guest conductor Neville Marriner. And as the applause continues, Neville Marriner returns to the stage and now requests that the members of the orchestra stand and share the applause. Heard earlier in this concert were performances of the accompaniment to a cinema scene, Opus 34 by Arno Schoenberg, and the Piano Concerto No. 23 in A Major, Carol No. 488 by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. The piano soloist in the Mozart concerto was the Romanian pianist Radu Lupu. The concert was recorded in the Beethoven Room of the Stuttgart Concert Hall on March 30th of 1983 by the Stuttgart Radio. Production for the American broadcast was prepared in the studios of NPR member station WPBH in Hartford, Connecticut. The post-production engineer was Jack Ramsey. Program annotation and production for radio was by John Berkey. And this is Bill Henry, your host, hoping that you've enjoyed this concert by the Stuttgart Radio Symphony Orchestra.